The Gemara Daf Pesach Aleph says that there are three maftechas, three keys, that were never given to a shliach, and those are the maftech of Gershamim, the maftech of Chai, and the maftech of Tchias HaMesim. So it's mavur from the Gemara, the maftech of Gershamim was never given to a shliach or a sar, it's B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now the problem is, there's a Gemara later on in Daf Chof Chayim Beis, where the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim said that he saw L'didi Chazli Hai Ridya. I saw this thing called Ridya, Dami Le'igla, he looks like an eagle, and basically this Ridya was talking to the Taimas and telling them to make the rain come out. So who is this Ridya? So Rashi over there says on Chofem Beis the Mamasra Hai Ridya, Malach Mamuna Halagashamim Kach Shamai. Ridya is the name of the Malach, which is Mamuna Halagashamim. You see clearly from Rashi that there was a Malach who was in charge of Gashamim. It's a stira to our Gemara over here. Lule Rashi, you can learn that Ridya was not the Malach of Mamun al Gashamim, maybe it's some other type of Sar, like the Mepharshim saying, maybe it was the Mazel of Shar. So the Gemara itself is not necessarily a Kasha, but Rashi is saying clearly the Ridya was the Malach of Mamun al Gashamim, he was a Malach in charge of the Gashamim. L'chair, that's a straight out stira to what the Gemara says over here, that the Mafteach of Gashamim was not given to a Shliach. That's a Ha'ara on Rashi and Daf Chafei. Now I was thinking that maybe you could say that Rashi is going L'shitase from what he writes over here, and he's really, he bavard this kasha, and it's not a kasha. Because if you look in Taisus over here, Taisus to Mamasra Shoshim Maftechas, Taisus asks a kasha, he says it's Mavu in the one Sanhedrin that the Mafteach of Gishamim was given to Elio. So we see it was given to a Shliach, and yes, from the Mafteach of Tchias HaMesim, you find that was given to Elisha. So we find that these Maftechas were given to Shlichim. So what's Pshan the Gemara? And Taisus answers like this. He says, "V'yishlamer the hadakam shal nimso shliach ein ratzlam shal nimso me'olam the hashal tchias amesim shal kshamim nimso elo lo nimso the shliach lios lo olam emuna aleim." He says the Gemara doesn't mean that they were never given to a shliach. There are times when these maftechas are given to a shliach. It just means that they were never given permanently to a shliach. There's no permanent shliach who is memuna aleim. The biyada kadosh baruch hu. But every once in a while, b'derech harai, it's okay if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to a shliach. That the Gemara is not saying that it was never given to a shliach. It just means it wasn't given to the shliach le'olam. But if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi demasal v'amar Rabbi Yochanan shalosh maftechas. Rashi says something very interesting. He says, "Haynu shon nimsur l'shliach echad biyachad." They were not given to one shliach biyachad together. What does Rashi mean with that? They weren't given to shliach echad biyachad. So the Bach points out, which is very mistaber, that Rashi has come to Bavar and Taisus' Kasha. Rashi was about the Taisus' Kasha. We do find that Maftechos are given to Shlichim. So it's like Rashi, you know, he says a different teretz. He says the Gemara just means they were never given to one Shliach together. There's not one Shliach who's Mamun on all three things, on Chaya, Geshamim, and Tchias HaMesim. That's all the Gemara means. But there could be one Malach, which is Mamun on each one by itself, but there's not one Malach who's Mamun on all of them together. They weren't Nimsul L'Shliach Echad B'Yachad, and therefore it's not Shver. You could find a Malach who's Mamun on Geshamim and Tchias HaMesim. That's not a Kasha. Tchias Kasha is not Shver, because that's not Echad B'Yachad. It's different Malachim, but there's not one Malach which is Mamun on everything. So if that's a Pshat and Rashi, like the Bach learns, then L'Shitasa, you will not be Shver from what he writes in Daf Chofeh Mevez, that there is a Malach Mamun al Geshamim. The Ridya was the Malach Mamun al Geshamim. It's not a Kasha, as long as he was only Mamun on Geshamim and not on the other two. That's not a stira to the Gemara over here, the way Rashi learns. That's why I think the Rashi L'Shitasa might not be such a Kasha. But it's interesting to point out, if you look in the Martzchias over here, the Martzchias, on this Rashi, when Rashi says they weren't given to Shlech Echad B'Yachad, he also learns that Rashi's coming to answer Taisus's Kasha, that the Gemara just means they weren't given to one Malach, but could be they're different Malachim that are Mamun on each one. The Martzchias asks Akasha, that L'chair, there's a stira to Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yigimel. He says Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yigimel says Beferish that the Gemara means that they were not even given to one Shlech. There can't even be one Shlech Mamun al Geshamim. It doesn't just mean that one Shlech is not Mamun al everything, but there won't even be a Shlech which is Mamun on one of them, like Taisus understands over here, not like Rashi. So he says L'chair, it's a stira in Rashi. Rashi over here says the Gemara just means they weren't all given to one Shlech, but the Gemara over there says even one of these things can't be given to one Shlech. And because of this stira, the Maritzchia says, it's famous Vart. Based on this stira, another stira is the Rashi and Tainus is not Rashi. Can't be Rashi, because Rashi over here says one thing, they weren't given L'shech Echa B'yachad. Rashi and Sanhedrin says a whole different shot, like Taisus, that they were given, that they're not even given to one Shliach. And it's a stira. So you have to say the Rashi and Tainus is not from Rashi, it's from the Talmud Achan. That's how the Maritzchia comes out over here in his Chidushim. But it's interesting that if you look in, Maritzchias has has Chuvas, and then the Kol Kisvei Maritzchias, Chuvas called Imre Bina, and Simon Hay, he goes through this Indian, whether Rashi and Tainus is Rashi or not, he's more Mayrach over there, he asks the same steer from Rashi and Sanhedrin, but then he says, on the bottom, in a footnote, he says, maybe this is not such a kasha, because maybe there's a printing mistake in Rashi. Maybe instead of saying the word B'yachad, it's supposed to say the word B'yichud. Rashi doesn't mean to say, Shal Nimso Shach Echad B'yachad, together, but it means, Shal Nimso Shliach Echad B'yichud. B'yichud means specifically, specifically for him to be in charge, bekvias, on this inyan. That's what Rashi means, which would mean the Rashi is saying the exact same thing as Taisus. Rashi's not saying a different Taisus. He's mamash saying Taisus is Taisus. He says the Gemara means that they weren't yet given biyichud, that this is his job permanently, specifically, you're in charge of Likshamim, you're in charge of Tchias HaMesim, that wasn't done. But Bederech HaRai, once in a while, it could be. That's what Rashi means, if Lefi the Girsa biyichud, and he's not saying differently than Taisus, and therefore it won't be a stira to Rashi in Sanhedrin. But if you go with that Girsa and Rashi biyichud, which other Achayim say over here as well, then that would have the from Rashi and Daf Chafei, who says there was a Malach HaMamuna like Shaman called Ridya, sounds like Bekvias all the time, and that would be Shvetaka. How could that be if there's not one Malach HaMamuna on everything? But if you have the Gears and Rashi of Biyachid the way we have it, that would answer the steer from Rashi and Daf Chafei. So, Lechara, there's two ways to learn Rashi over here. Does it mean Biyachid or does it mean Biyuchid? Either way, you're going to have a steer. If the Gears is Biyachid like we have over here, that would answer the steer from Rashi and Daf Chafei. But then you're going to have Shreya will be a stira to Rashi and Sanhedrin and Kufi Gimel. If your Gairis be Yichud, like the Maritz Chia says, then that would answer the stira from Rashi and Sanhedrin and Daf Kufi Gimel, but then you're going to have a stira to Rashi and Daf Chaf Hei, and that'll still be Shreya. But either way, that is part of the reason why the Maritz Chia says Rashi and Tainus is not Rashi, but as we already mentioned, the Shem Magdan from the Chida says it means Mishan and the Rashi and Tainus is Rashi, it just might be based on different Maduras of Rashi, different from how the regular Rashis are in the rest of Shas.